Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
If people want to bust, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild
West. When I think about the Wild Wild West, when it comes to the financial world and technology world, I do think about cryptocurrencies. And believe it or not, Bitcoin has now been around for roughly 8 years. Safe to say that's the most well-known cryptocurrency out there. Since then, by some estimates, some 1,500 cryptocurrencies have emerged. Let's talk about the digital currency market. Galen Moore is founder and CEO of Token Report, an investor information service covering cryptocurrency assets. Also back with us, Woody Benson, Bloomberg contributor and venture partner at Seed Investor Launch Capital, both in our Bloomberg 106.1 studio in Boston. Galen, first you got to just set us straight. What exactly do you do at Token Report?
So you just mentioned the 1,500 crypto assets that are out there. We are tracking about 450 that are going to, are doing, or have done ICOs. That's an initial coin offering where mm-hmm. those assets are sold to the public or to some group of investors. So we are making sense of that wild, wild west and pulling together all the information and data that investors need in order to make an informed decision. Just to give you some perspective, we are adding new ICOs to our database at a rate of about 4 to 5 per day. This week, there are 17 that are opening. Last week, there were 19.
So how do you make sense of that?
It's getting crowded here in the Wild West.
Come in on it. And how do you make sense of that, though? How do you make sense of that and keep with so many new currencies, if you will?
You know, a big part of the challenge is just figuring out what's the kind of minimum viable information on each one in order to get the sort of signal that you would need to dig a little deeper. I don't think, anybody who considers themselves a credible crypto investor would buy into one of these things without, you know, reading the white paper, trying to talk to the founders, spending a little time in an online forum. Of course, it's apparent that many people actually do buy into these things without doing any of those things. But, you know, they wouldn't admit that. And so what is really needed is that initial signal. What do I look for to say, you know, what are my filters going to be to say, yes, I am going to spend that time?
But isn't the reality when you say credible crypto investor that the crypto investors are the ones that have been holding essentially illiquid Bitcoin or Ethereum for a number of years, seen it appreciate, can't turn it into dollars.
Sure.
So they trade this form of wampum for another form of wampum?
They're trickling it out, Woody, like over time. You know, it's a matter of you can't get liquid all at once. If you were early on Ethereum, if you were early on Bitcoin, if you've been mining it, say.
Well, you certainly can on an IPO.
You can on several IPOs, right? You might be in a dozen. I mean, a lot of the investors that we talk to as customers and potential customers are in, like, you know, 20 or more coins at once that they're trading.
Well, give us a flyby of these 17 companies this week that are getting an ICO. They range, you know, give us some examples of who they might be.
Sure.
Or what they do, more importantly.
Yeah. So we had a couple that went out. What we try to do is look for, you know, what is the sort of, you know, what are the ones that are worth looking a little deeper at? Like, you cannot take that close a look at, you cannot take that close a look at a project, you know, when they're coming in at 4 or 5 a day. You can't look that closely. But there were a couple this week that we thought were interesting. One is called Woke. That's W-O-L-K. And this is like, you know that Facebook and Google control most of the data in advertising. That's a big part of their moat, beyond the audience that they reach and the way they can segment it. It's the data that they have on those users. So Woke is like a decentralized exchange for data, where anybody can come in, sell the data that they have. Publishers can buy, advertisers can buy, sell, etc. The question, I think, you know,
is the notion that the users will, in a particular industry, will only use one kind of coin?
I think some ICOs are coming out and thinking like they're going to dominate this industry or that industry. Others, you know, for example, there are a handful of projects in online storage, each with their own coin. So sort of competing coins, if you will. But it's really more about like what role does the coin have inside that network? So like if I'm going to develop a network for online advertising data, you know, what is this coin going to do on that network? And in Wolk's case, they're saying, okay, you're going to use this coin that we're issuing to buy and sell the data. I think, you know, the big question is the kind of question anybody should be asking. You know, do you really want to be going up against Facebook and Google? And can this startup really deliver a better ROI for an advertiser than those guys can?
Now, who are the investors? You know, who are the investors that are picking up 40 million coins in a 12-second period at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't know exactly who they are. But we know a few things about them. Like we might know, for example, what other things they're invested in. The interesting thing about, you know, a public blockchain is that every transaction is there for anybody to query and examine. So you can do things like look at, you know, what are some of the, you know, for example, I might have an address on the Ethereum network that is tied to one of the first earliest blocks of data on that network. So that would make me kind of old school on Ethereum, right? That would make me an OG. Right, so like, what are the OGs buying? You know, what are the original?
I don't know if we in the shadow of the Dread Pirate Roberts, we want to even go OG, but go ahead.
Okay.
Ray Dalio, who heads Bridgewater Associates, $160 billion, he says Bitcoin's a bubble. Jamie Dimon says Bitcoin is a fraud. Now,
Jamie Dimon, come on.
Well, I know, and mind you, this, you know, this could potentially disrupt the financial industry. Right. It is already. Just got about 40 seconds here. What do you make of these guys? I mean, they're not idiots.
Well, it's totally a bubble. It's absolutely a bubble. But if you think that this is the bubble, like that right now what's happening, right, that whatever Jamie Dimon did last week was the bubble, no, the bubble's much bigger. The crash is much worse. Hmm. We're just at the beginning here.
So get ready, everybody.
Yeah, it's 1996.
3 years to go.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Galen, you got to come back and talk some more because, as you said, there's new currencies, new ICOs, I think we'll have to try and make even more sense out of it. You certainly provided some insight. Galen Moore, founder, chief executive officer at Token Report, along with our Woody Benson, Bloomberg contributor and venture partner at Launch Capital, both in our Bloomberg 1061 studio in Boston. Coming up on the other side of the break, a check on your top business stories. Carol Master, Corey Johnson on Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.